The federal appeals court ruling came down yesterday with a 3-judge panel deciding unanimously that the same-sex marriage bans in Wisconsin and Indiana are unconstitutional.
The ruling came 9 days after the judges heard oral arguments in the case, during which Judge Richard Posner put very challenging questions to the attorneys from Wisconsin and Indiana defending the ban.
Yesterday's ruling also came a day after a federal judge in New Orleans ruled in favor of maintaining Louisiana's ban on same-sex marriage. Since the Supreme Court ruled on the matter last year, every federal judge to hear a state case had ruled against same-sex marriage bans.
As it stands, same-sex marriages have not resumed here in Wisconsin, and Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen's office has said he will appeal the decision to the Supreme Court.
It remains to be seen if the Supreme Court will take this case or another case that could reach the court ahead of Wisconsin's. Here with us now to talk about the future of Wisconsin's same-sex marriage law is Kimmy King, professor of political science at the University of North Texas. Kimmy, welcome back.
Good afternoon. How are you, folks?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Good. So it's been quite an exciting time for gay marriage across the federal courts this last week.
Exactly. A lot of action, and as we talked about, some of it contradictory, but we're going to start with Wisconsin. A 40-page decision yesterday and a unanimous ruling against the ban. What do you make of that ruling?
Well, you know, Judge Posner has always been known for having incisive critiques. He is a Reagan appointee and is considered to be conservative. At one time, he and Scalia were actually considered to be kind of ideological equals in some ways. But Posner has always sort of parted company and stayed focused on different issues. There's been a little bit of a challenge between the two of them. You've seen some kind of dickering between Posner and Scalia. And so that's why his decision is really quite striking. And it was not such a surprise. No one is surprised by it because his oral arguments 9 days ago, I mean, some people said he was bordering on mocking the state's attorney generals with questions. So it's not that much of a surprise that he came down the way he did.
And as we said, there was a 40-page decision there. Can you hit some of the highlights for us on what it contained?
I think part of what Posner is trying to do is to systematically go through, and while he can't address all of those cases out there, remember, we've had 21 opinions now out of federal courts with a wide variety of different arguments, and it seems pretty clear what Posner was trying to do, and he's known for his legal writing, is to try to crystallize those arguments and pretty much tear them apart. And that's part of the reason why you see it being both so long and also why he goes into great detail to address the different arguments between Indiana and Wisconsin. But much of it boils down to these critical arguments. What interest can the state show to justify why they want to ban same-sex marriage? And that typically falls into protecting traditional marriage. Traditional marriage will be undervalued. There's this concern about children and the need for children to remain with biological parents. Indeed, in Judge Martin Feldman's ruling, who was out of Louisiana, and Feldman stands as the lone judge in all of these cases to uphold same-sex marriage bans, you know, Feldman goes into great detail about the issue regarding children and upbringing and the well-being of children in heterosexual versus homosexual families, and as a justification for the state for why it has an interest in protecting heterosexual marriage. And so Posner systematically went through and said, you know, the reason why it's a harm to children is because you don't acknowledge gay marriage. And if you would acknowledge, you say on the one hand that that marriage is important for protecting children, and yet on the other hand, you don't allow gay couples who have children that same ability to protect their children by being in a married and committed relationship, your argument's not making any sense. And then going into greater detail, Posner did, about, well, then, you know, what is the state of marriage? And if we look at the state of children inside and outside of wedlock and the numbers that Wisconsin and Indiana, the attorney generals, are putting forward as justification for why they want to take the position they do, just doesn't hold up when you look at the numbers and the social science evidence. And so that's what Posner was doing.
Any chance that the length of this decision and the forcefulness of it could be seen as baiting the Supreme Court to pick it up?
Absolutely, and not only that, here's the key thing. That decision came down 9 days after the oral arguments. Compare that to, on average, an appeals case will take anywhere from 6 months to a year. I believe Feldman took almost a year in his opinion. The fact that the Seventh Circuit moved so quickly, many people are looking at that and going, Posner, are you trying to, like, sort of yank the chain of the Supreme Court and let them know, hey, I'm out here? And don't forget that there, you know, there are 32 states that have asked the Supreme Court to settle gay marriage. Some of those states are pro-gay marriage. Some have prohibitions on gay marriage. But 32 of the states have said, we want you to look in at three cases out of Virginia, Utah, and Oklahoma and overturn those bans. And by the decision out of the Seventh Circuit happening so quick, being so detailed, it most certainly is going to be sitting there waiting to be included into those cases that I would say almost certainly the Supreme Court is now going to have to consolidate and decide.
Does it work that way? Does the Supreme Court look at this and read the message, you know, pick up one of these guys and react?
Well, you know, now we're all reading tea leaves on how the Supreme Court is going to act. But certainly it has created additional pressure on resolving this issue once and for all. And most of the pressure is going to be placed on Justice Kennedy. In fact, if you read Judge Feldman out of Louisiana's case closely, he almost seems to be trying to play a little bit to Kennedy and some of the arguments that Kennedy made in the previous Windsor decision to kind of say, look, I know that the court has kind of stayed out of the gay marriage, saying it's just not the federal government's place to do it. But when you decide the state, can the states decide it? I want you to remember this, Justice Kennedy. So it's not clear how the court will see it, but it is clear there's going to continue to be pressure and more cases coming forward. This isn't stopping. This is continuing to move forward.
What makes a case more or less likely to be picked up, and where do you see Wisconsin in that list?
Well, one of the key things, the Wisconsin case is quite interesting because everybody watches Posner, but there's this long been this theory about how we look at the court, that the court looks to do what we call error correction, that if they see bad decisions out there, it's their job to step in and reverse those decisions. In this particular case, though, it's a little different because you have the overwhelming weight of the federal court evidence, you know, federal court decision making indicating that they do not support same-sex, you know, marriage bans. And so, you know, the question is, can they make enough of a compelling case that puts enough pressure on the Supreme Court that they're going to go ahead and have to resolve this tough issue?
Now, we talked a little bit at the beginning about a New Orleans federal judge upholding Louisiana's same-sex marriage ban. So how does that piece of the puzzle factor in?
Well, part of it is that it comes down in terms of the arguments that get made. But when you look across the different circuits in the district courts, I mean, it's pretty clear that Judge Feldman is in a very, you know, quiet minority out there. Now, it has been the case that if you look at the appellate courts, there are dissents. A number of them are 2-1 dissents. So we don't want to paint a picture that somehow the federal courts are all unified and that, you know, gay marriage is going to happen, because it's about the arguments that are within the case. And it looks like what Feldman is trying to do is to say, I'm trying to crystallize the arguments that the state is putting forward regarding it's the interest that it has in protecting traditional marriage. And so to that extent, it's going to be in the same company as some of those other dissenting opinions that they've had at the Circuit Court of Appeal level.
What do you see as the options on Wisconsin's law going forward now that this ruling has come down?
Well, I think it's just going to continue to you make the decision that you're going to go ahead and press the case. You're going to push forward, and you're either going to make a decision that you're going to appeal it, or you're going to say, hey, you know what, this is costing us a lot of money and a lot of political capital, and we're not interested in doing that. So it's going to be incumbent upon the attorney general's in this case to sit down and have a serious conversation about how they want to expend their resources on litigation. One of the reasons why the 32 states have asked the Supreme Court to settle the gay marriage issue is because a great deal of time, energy, effort, resources on the part of state governments, either defending bans or striking down, you know, or allowing gay marriage, it's just a lot of time and energy is being spent on this. And the result is that we have these series of patchwork rulings out there. I would say the best bet, and it's hard to know where this is going, but one thing that most commentators are talking about is that Kennedy will come down on the side of if you want to have gay marriage, then states can have it, and if they want to ban it, they want to ban it. They can ban it, that it's something that's within the state's jurisdiction. And that's one of the outcomes. When you look at the Windsor case, they walked a fine line there with just saying that the federal government can't regulate it, but not resolving the issue of what the states could do. I think it is vitally important to look at the part of Posner's decision that talks about Loving versus Virginia and interracial marriage. And he makes a strong case, and it's clear he's trying to align the case here with the Loving decision back in 1967, that this is no different from the bans on interracial marriage. And it just as those fell, it's time for these to fall.
Well, a lot of eyes on this one. We're going to keep watching it. Kimmy, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Keep up the great work, folks.
All right. Thanks a lot. We've been speaking with Kimmy King, professor of political science at the University of North Texas, about the future of Wisconsin's same-sex marriage case.